Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right, y'all know what time it is. It's time to get it in, and I'm about to get in where I fit in. It's tonight we're going to be diving into a great topic. So before we get started, I want to go ahead and cover the show as we always do. Lord, thank you once again to allow us to come together collectively as a community that we can help raise the bar and set new standards. Lord, we ask that every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the show, that they be gifted and learn what it is to get in this business, stay in this business, and help others as they go along their way. We ask this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. All right, guys, I want to put out that disclaimer. I'm not trying to get over religious with you, but I do believe I live by faith, and it's I believe this way. It's my faith. I believe that. I'm not trying to impress that upon you, but hopefully I am impressed upon you. Anyway, moving forward, tonight's topic is effective communication. How do we get the message across to our fans and followers that we have a product, that we'd like them to take a listen to our product, evaluate it, solicit their opinions? How do we do it effectively? Do we use large words that they cannot understand? Or do we downsize that word to simplify it? I once saw a movie, Talk to Me Like I'm a 4-year-old. I believe it was Denzel Washington in the movie. I may be wrong, but he said, explain it to me like I'm a 4-year-old. And this week, this was inspired by a conversation I had. I'm going to go to my boy who's in the cut with me. That's Raw Dog. Tell me, what's your thoughts on tonight's topic, effective communication? How do we get the message across to our fans and followers? You now have the floor.
Well, good evening, Poetic. And, hey, I'm happy to be here this evening. It's a great topic. I heard what you said, and I think it might have been a conversation that I've held with somebody in the last week. Let me say this to you: music is enjoyed by all age groups. And this is the funny part about it. You want the youngest fan to be able to enjoy your music without confusion, as well as you would want, your grandparents and what have you to be able to enjoy the music. It turns into the type of thing that if you talk the wrong subject, it's not in a child's best interest to grow up too fast, to, learn the wrong things, or to have the goals put in his mind of this is living life. We talk about the strip clubs and what have you, but we don't talk about college classes. We don't talk about the struggle and the plight of those that drop out of school. We talk about things that, have a enchanting effect because they're glamorized to a certain extent in hip hop. The funny part about this whole thing, is that it's not dumbing down. It's inclusive. You're including everyone to be able to understand what it is that you're trying to say in your song. Some of the simplest songs have never died. The funny part about it is that you want them to be able to embrace it from the young children to the elders. So when we talk about communication, you know, it's got to relate, and it has to be simplified in a way that you are not just hitting one target market, you're hitting all the target markets, you know. And I think that's part of understanding communication. You know, don't talk above their heads. Talk in a way for them to get a picture of what you're saying without having to go Google it. You know, and there's the catch to that. You know, it's I think I was talking to someone and I asked a question about a word they had in their lyrics, and they told me to go Google it, and I said to myself, wait a minute. That's too complicated. That makes it hard for me to understand the song. Googling a word in a song? You know, let's move to the next song. You know, we don't have all of that in front of us. Now that they have the new technology, okay, on the cell phones and what have you, I guess it is possible to Google it instantly. But, you know, what if you're having a good time and you're just enjoying yourself and what have you, and all of a sudden here comes a lyric, and you go, what does that word mean? You know, and you start to go, okay, I'm going to Google it and find out. Well, here comes the next song. By the time you've done that, here comes the next song. You know, people aren't just willing to do that. They're more self-centered. If you don't speak to them and they understand it, they may just dislike it because of the fact that it didn't make sense to them, you know. And I believe the artist of that song asked me to go Google the word because I told them, why not use a simpler word? And you know, artists, they're inside the box. So, you know, that artist didn't want to change that one word so that people would understand what he was trying to say. And, you know, I had to accept his creativity. He owned it. But then I had to ask him one question. Are you stopping this from going to the level of higher success by simplifying one word? You know, and that artist got defiant. I mean, I understand being the creator, and I understand that, you know, in the creator's mind, everything is perfect, but it was one word that wouldn't have changed the meaning of the lyrics, and the lyrics were very good. But that one word, it just kind of threw everything into a tilt, rather than what was necessary for it to be a song to be enjoyed completely all the way through. It was like when you got to that one lyric, it was like, huh? And then you stutter on that. And so you're missing the rest of the song, and you've lost the element of pleasure because now you're taking on a task of trying to figure out exactly what did they mean. You know, and that artist was committed to it. Now, I give you an example of lyrics that were pleasurable. When you think of Outkast, you know, and they were talking about roses smell like poo-poo. Okay, now when you think about that, you know, that's so simple. Kids, little kids was even singing that lyric, and parents didn't get offended because it's common words. And they're not offensive. The children have already discovered what that is by the time they can think and say the lyrics. And so it brought a wider band of fans, and their lyrics were enjoyed because they were that simple. And not necessarily was the thought of poo-poo a pleasant thought, but yet it was an experience everybody could relate to. And how do roses smell like that? You know, so it was a point that in the understanding of communicating. The artist wants to embrace as many fans that get and consumers as they can. It's not considered dumbing down or lowering your level of intellect. It's about reaching your goal of people appreciating your project. You know, architects, when they build buildings, they make changes in their plans after they get to a certain point because something's just not working, you know, and they don't change the structure of it or the thought of the building. They change something that's on the inside that's going to make the building even more attractive to consumers, to the public, you know, and this is what we need to understand about communication. Yeah, in communicating, you're communicating to the fans. It's not about dumbing down. It's about, one, appreciation, respect, and trying to have your audience in a wider range of age scale because they all spend money. And, you know, and that's the funny part about this business. You want to be someone that is getting an income as an artist for your talents. And, you know, what do you think about that, Poetic?
Well, I totally agree with you. Sometimes we do, as you was talking about this artist, sometimes we're so passionate about what we believe in, we're not open-minded enough to allow someone to give us constructive criticism. And we're not ready at that moment to accept it. And
can I ask you a question? Did you understand that by when I talked to that artist and I asked about the words and the artist told me to Google it, do you understand that he could have reached a larger fan base if he would have used a different word rather than just going to a certain fan base that we're going to take the time to Google it? What about the younger children? What about the elders that aren't going to take the time to Google it, or the ones that are too young? That's missing a fan base, don't you think?
Well, to a degree, I do agree. But
okay, so would you call that cutting your nose off to spite your face?
Listen to me. Slightly to the left, I don't. I'll tell you why. Because in today's society, to be honest with you.
Okay, Poetic, can I say this? I'm going to cut you off. It is cutting your nose off to spite your face. The truth will set you free. Please, please tell these young artists that if you don't open up and understand that you can have as wide of a fan base as possible, You're not helping yourself in this world because you don't know who your consumers are going to, where the money's coming from. So don't cut your nose off to spite your face because you everybody got to Google the word to figure out what it is. I mean, let's just be honest. It's about being productive, and being productive is as wide of a range of consumers as you can embrace.
Simplifying the message is easier communication. That's just across the board. If you have something that you are trying to communicate to, especially as a product, you're telling somebody, look, I need you to buy my CD, and you go over leaps and bounds just to get to them to buy the CD without being direct and more indirect, then I agree with what you're saying. If you're indirect about it, definitely the message was not communicated enough for them to make the purchase of the CD.
Okay. I guess so. That was a half gotcha, right? I was half right, and you weren't going to give me the cut off your nose to spite your face, right?
Huh?
That's okay. It's okay, buddy.
What was
you're not going to give me the cut your nose off and spite in your face.
You got it, Rod. You got it, man. I don't feel like fighting with you tonight.
That's what I love about you. You know, hey, you don't stay.
Let's include some of our callers, man.
All right.
We have area code 980. 226, please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your input on tonight's topic? 980-226, you raise your hand if you're not ready to talk.
I'm sorry, I was muted. This is Anisha April from the Exposé Radio Show, and I'm so happy to be here with you guys tonight. I was just listening to the wonderful topics you guys were talking about, and I would have to say that is very, very interesting. I think that what's really important is any artist, it is important the way that, you know, you do your PR, et cetera, and how you deal with people. I agree with you because it can make or break you in this industry, no freaking doubt about it. Sometimes you can even be misunderstood, or you can come off way too ghetto. And be one of the best artists in the world. And just the way that you communicate with the people with the power of the pen, it may very well literally turn them completely off. But you have to be careful. So I agree. The topic needs to be discussed.
I agree with you. I'm going to also welcome in my other callers. Thank you for your opening statement. So stay with us. 706-324. State your name, where you're calling in from, and give us a brief opening of your statement tonight.
My name is Nasi, and I am calling in from Columbus, Georgia. I am actually the perfect person to have this conversation. I am the promotions and marketing director for a indie label that we have here in Columbus, Georgia. I definitely have to say that communication, everybody knows that communication is key, but sometimes it's best for you to not, as an artist, for you to not be the one communicating. Sometimes it just looks better if you have your other person, your manager, your label director, whoever else is above you or around you to communicate for you, because sometimes it comes off as needy if an artist were to communicate certain things. I think as far as promotion goes, the best way for you to communicate your art is just by going out there and putting your name out there. Social media is a big plus if you know how to do it. You have to be able to post one thing, 140 characters or less, and be able to snatch their attention and pull them into your link. And for a lot of people, that's hard, especially on Twitter. A lot of people just don't like Twitter. But communication in your art, I don't know. I think of it in a different way. I really believe that people shouldn't necessarily use big words because they found one in a dictionary, but I believe that they should use big words that they have within their vocabulary, because it is our responsibility as people, as young people, as artists, as people who put themselves out there to expand the minds of the people who are listening. Whether they want to be listening or not, it is your responsibility for the minds of those people.
Masi, I want you to stay with me. You just excited me. Just stay right there, okay?
Okay.
I appreciate your opening statement. 910-476, please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your opinion on tonight's topic.
How y'all doing tonight? This is Reginald Hargrove, Fayetteville, North Carolina, CEO of Married to the Music Entertainment. And I'm glad that Poetic actually hit me up on my other page to get into this, because this is definitely a major conversation that a lot of artists definitely need to to get into. I was on the phone speaking to my sponsors, one of my potential sponsors the other day, and he was basically saying the same thing about Google, but you're not actually, you know, you tell people to go do that, but you're not actually catering to that specific specific market that you're trying to capitalize on. And when you just tell people to go to Google, you know, you have to literally, it's better to just give them the link that you want them to go to, because a lot of people, everything right now is fast-paced, you know. People don't have time to go and do a whole lot. So when they take the time out to actually go and listen to what you're doing, you need to give them what they need right then and there. So that way, you know, it helps you out more, you know, because I know, like, for myself, I'll go in and I'll look for certain things, but that's just because the nature that I have. But everybody doesn't have that. You know, some people are not as patient. You know, they say, well, if he really wanted me to listen to what he'd give me, he should have just gave it to me or just put the link there. But, you know, it's all knowing how much of the knowledge of it that you have and the persistence that you're putting into your career yourself. And I know, like the young lady was saying, as far as an artist, having somebody else do it, that's a good thing also. But it's more, to me, it's more heartfelt when you're getting it from that artist, because it's their work. You get more out of it that way. You know, it's like they're actually showing their appreciation for it.
All right. Now that we got all of your statements in, Venetia had to go, but we're gonna come back and we're gonna go around. Because she has a program that she has to get to, too. So definitely, Raw Dog, I know you're ready. Everybody's mic is open. If you guys got noise in your background or anything, just to let you know, if you would, just be courteous enough to mute it until you're called upon. And then that way we don't have any bleed over. Also, guys, this is a marketing program. We'd like to work with you guys hand in hand. We don't too much do shout-outs over the air because it's about the topic. And we appreciate you guys for tuning in, locking in to Loaded, and that we want to grow in a relationship with you guys business-wise. Okay? So let's go ahead and dig in. Rotto,
yeah.
Are you ready?
I've been kind of listening. And okay, let's take it from the artist's point of view. And communicating with his fans and followers and what have you. You know, I'm going to say this, you know, first of all, fans. Okay. Is that because they like you and you went to school with them? Or is that because they enjoy your artistry? Okay. Now, we're in a world now where we talk about Googling and what have you and Twitter and all of this. Well, you know, yes, that's good once your artistry has been found.
Mm-hmm.
But those that are beginning and what have you, it's about the product and how it communicates with the people and gets out there so the people become their fans. You know, I understand the industry, but you know, there's a backwards way and there's a forward way.
Mm-hmm.
The labels and what have you are not going to recognize you if they don't understand and have heard and you have exposed your talent to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're going to take notice of you. You know, let's just put it like this: you can't blow air up a dead goose's butt and expect it to fly. So if the artist hasn't got any kind of, let's say, originality or what have you, there are a lot of situations that they'll get themselves into that, you know, it's like the carrot and the mule. You know, you can pay and go in the wrong directions. You can be handled and led astray and never get anywhere. And you can then take the point of testing the waters by yourself. You know, that word independent artist, okay. The product has got to speak for the artist. I don't care what label or whoever you've got that's going to be talking for you. The product has got to speak for the artist. And that is the first step in understanding whether you're going to have fans and the public is going to embrace you. As an independent artist, you've got different situations. Like Hip Hop National Radio, we say to the artist, send your submissions. Promote yourself. This is without a label. This is without all of that. We get calls. We take statistics. You know, we have a page where we have had artists that they can advertise by putting up their links and what have you. So, you know, if they're not doing things in the favor of the public, and I mean, there are other outlets. We happen to be, you know, the number one in the planet in 30, you know, different countries at this point for independent artists and playing them. You know, we even got submissions that are from Africa. We've got the UK submissions. But it's the point. They've got to test the waters. Most artists that go to labels and what have you, they're scared. Because guess what? They think there's a magic door that the companies can open up.
Well, as an artist, you have to understand, and this is for all the artists that are listening in, you have to understand that there's absolutely no way to skip steps. If you want to make it from the bottom to the top, then you have to make sure to hit every single step. You have to be sure to build your artistry first before you leave your house. It has to be the first thing that you think of when you wake up in the morning. The pen has to be the first thing that you grab before your toothbrush, before your phone, before anything. You as an artist have to live, eat, breathe, and sleep artistry. After that, after you have developed your craft into something that you can be proud of, then you can present it to a label or an indie label or start a group or get a manager or any of that. But even still, after you make that next level and you get the people around you that you need and you get the push behind you that you didn't have before, that's the time that, yes, your artistry by then should already be speaking for itself, but at the same time, like, for example, if I were doing a show tonight in Atlanta and I step off the stage and Gucci's stepping on the stage and I'm talking about I want pictures and this, this, and that, and what do I look like? I look like a fan. I look like a groupie. So instead of me being the one to step to Gucci and be like, hey, let's take pictures together, my manager should be the one to step to him and be like, hey, why won't you take some pictures with my artist, you know, cross promotion, something, something, something. Do what managers are good at. Artists should be good at being artists and doing their art and pushing their art and becoming something that the world has never seen before. That's what they're good at. Their manager is the one that's really good at talking to all these people and saying what needs to be heard and getting the steps that maybe the artist by themselves couldn't do. If the artist could do everything themselves and they could communicate the way they should themselves, then there would be no need for managers.
Very true. I got a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
I know you do. I love the way you put it. Now, tell me something. Just in this industry, you know, there are a lot of artists that approach the labels and to be found, discovered. But, you know, in this world, and I've been around a little while, it is something that they don't understand. But usually labels and managers approach them once they have seen them perform. You know, I think there's a lot better chance if they have an outlet that, you know, that the people are coming to and they get discovered. You know, that word discovered used to be in the industry, you'd hear it a lot, you know, where a label or a producer discovered an artist, you know. And it's those generally that, you know, hit stardom rather than those that knock on the door and want a deal, because they've actually put themselves in a position that they shine. And, you know, as far as those coming saying, I want to do here, listen to this, here's a demo of this, you know, that to me is it doesn't really work that well for them. It works better when the company can see them in the spotlight, and if they shine, they find themselves being discovered and approached to possibly do something with companies.
Right on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're going to have to repose that question when we return from the break. Reginald, I saw that you dropped your hand and picked it back up. And Nazi, I'd like for you to come back in and answer that question. But we're going to go take a quick break because this is that time of the hour that we do so. So you guys stay with us. Keep it locked and loaded right here on Hip Hop National. Tonight we're talking about effective communication. How do we get the message across to our fans and followers? And, hey, it's getting ready to get deep. I can see it. I'm engaging. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Tammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio.
All right, we're back. And just want to let you guys know, Hip Hop National is an advertising forum to help you present a proper product to present to the industry inside circle of the music business. We would like to help you prepare it and get you ready for stardom as you move forward in this business of music. We are now here to serve you, and right now, tonight, we're going to be telling you the best that way that we can through tonight's topic, effective communication. How do we get the message across to our fans and followers? We're going to go to Raw Dog to recap shortly, and then I saw that Reginald raised his hand.
Well, you know what? I guess what I was saying is this. You have to do the proper work. And we're talking about it takes time for them, the artists to get their career and their technique and their artistry together. A lot of, you know, agencies and what have you, discover talent. You know, I remember in the day.
So what was your question?
Gig. Well, my question is that to the, well, see, there's two ways to look at it. You know, to be discovered, or would you prefer them knocking on your door and you, just talent, let's just say, and they need development and what have you, or would the different agencies and what have you, labels and what have you, prefer to go out and discover
A&R.
Yeah.
As the A&R,
it can be anybody from the company.
Let's include Reginald. Reginald, I'm opening up your line.
Okay. Yeah, now I understand like he's saying now, but the thing is with the major labels right now, I don't want to, like he was saying, I'm from the old school with the where you know they did the work development with artists and things, but now they don't do that. What it is now is they're mainly if you don't already have a buzz, and when you come and your team comes and you talk to them or they come and talk to you, they're basically on that bottom line. They want you to be able to have your artistry all together. They want you to be able to. Your video, they want you to be able to do everything yourself now. So the only thing that they're doing is they're giving you that cash up front for you to go ahead and say, this is what I'm going to do with it. This is how I'm going to put it out. You see that I have my catalog and my albums are ready to go. And you're going to give me X amount of dollars and I'm going to give you back X amount of dollars. Now, the thing is, there's a lot of younger artists that don't know about all of this, and you know they're so fast to run to the studio, and their friends tell them, "Oh, you know, you got good product. We like hearing what it is." But these are the people that you see every day, day in and day out. So they're, you know, they're not necessarily going to be biased on what you're putting out. So you have to know how to go in and deal with getting into another market someplace else. It could just be the town over that's going to help out. And I know just like she was saying about the Gucci man, you know, you get off the stage and the artist, no, not necessarily you shouldn't as the artist. It's just the way that you convey it when you speak to them, to a major artist. But also, you know, if you got up there and you did a real good, you had a good performance, I'm pretty sure as you come off stage, you know, somebody's going to, you know, say something to you about it from his team, because he's not. I've known this. I've seen this in a couple of times because I've also done sound. So, but the thing is as an artist, it's not all about the artistry. You're not. It's not that being an artist now is 5% of you being out there on that stage, and the other percent of it is 95% of that business. And a lot of them are scared of the paperwork. You know, this is one thing that you need to know, and I always explain to them about, you know, you need to do your history. You need to do your history. Go into to the logs. Go into Snoop Dogg. Go and see where they've had these issues because they didn't know that back end. You have to be able to take care of all of this also yourself. You know, you're gonna need an entertainment lawyer, accountant, and all of that, but you also need to know all of this yourself because somebody could just tell you just enough because you're like, okay, well, this person was referred to me. And with a label, like myself, I've dealt with a few of them, and things didn't pan out the right way because I didn't either they didn't either like where we couldn't connect on, we couldn't connect the dots with the contract. But, you know, as an artist, they have to make sure that this is exactly what they want, because it's their life that they're going to have to sign on the dotted line and have to deal with whatever comes from that. You know, it's not a cut and dry, and it never will be in the industry. There's some artists that come out from nowhere, and nobody's never heard of them, and they make it. You know, right. I commend them because they did it. They made it to that next level. And I'll go and I'll look and see, you know, okay, well, let me see what did they do, who do they know, and, you know, just their whole background to figure out to where, okay, well, what steps would need to be made, what did they do, what do we need to do, and, you know, it's never the same step. So, you know, it's
so,
like
so
you
I,
can
I
follow
just
a path.
Be clear with you. When Rodal made the statement, do you think an artist should be waiting for discovery or proactive? It sounds like that's what you're saying. I'm not clear.
I don't think an artist should wait on it because, you know, labels are already already making their money. Their money, they've got residual income coming in from all these other artists, all these other things. So if you're sitting there, they're not necessarily sitting there waiting on the next big thing. You've got to come to them and show them and prove to them that I'm that next thing that's going to help your bank account.
Okay.
Because that's what they're looking at, their bottom line, nothing else.
Right out.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know what? Sitting and waiting—that's part of communication. Let's clarify that one. I didn't say sit and wait because you see, that doesn't mean you don't keep creating and you don't keep producing music that you can, as an independent artist, try to market. So you're not just necessarily sitting and waiting. What it is this. It's either you take matters in your own hands and you educate yourself as you go along, because like you said, you need to know something. You need to know. And as you're doing that, you're getting your ASCAP, your BMI, you're taking care of all of those things so you can market a product, because now it's no longer necessary for the label studio to do your production because there are different satellite situations all over the country. So that doesn't mean you sit and you wait. That means you keep creating. That means you get your album together, like you said, and you have your product in line. You know, the funny part about it, independent, that means strong within self, to be able to be independent. The word independent has a lot of meaning. You've got to push, regardless of whether you're the only one handling the cart or you've got a team. Because the first thing, you have to believe in yourself. And then if
that's
a passion of yours, that's what you're going to do that God put in your path that you're going to do. You can't get it out of your head. It's something you enjoy doing. So, you know, it's not about sitting and waiting. It's about creating that buzz. Because, you see, if the public is not embracing your talents on what you're doing in a product, then, you know, you're not going to get a buzz. You're not even going to have a small fan base. You know, so you've got to put your feet in the water, and you've got to keep on. You know, it's like I tell you all the time, we're in this boat together, Poetic. Row. That's all they got to do is row that boat. Now, if they get far, okay. If they don't, at least they've made the steps to get out there. And that's all that I'm saying about, you know, the fact. I don't want them to sit and wait, but I want them to keep skating because, you know, that's part of their growth, you know. their success may not come off of their first try or their second or their 100th. But that's not the point. Don't stop. You know, I mean, if that's something that you have a dream and a goal that you're going to try to do, well, you've got to understand that it takes a plan and it takes finances. You know, just to get a fan base doesn't mean they're going to come falling out of the sky at you. You got to promote yourself. You got to promote as an independent artist. You got to promote before you can even get to a label. You know, there's got to be a buzz, like he said, about
most artists. They neglect that part. And don't get me wrong. I want to restate, and I got to tell you guys, Nazi had to drop off because she had a business meeting that she was a part of at that time, and I told her that I would announce it to you guys so you guys don't think she just fell off. She wanted to answer the thing, but she was engaged in a business meeting at the time. She just wanted to chime in. Anyway, what I want to say is what she said earlier, that artists shouldn't, she said something about artists shouldn't have to push and promote themselves because they seem desperate. Now, my question is that really the case? Or our artists should be pushing as much as the rest of the team, especially if they're up and coming. Once they get there, it's a different story. You tell me.
I feel like from the door, it should be them first and foremost. And like you said, yeah, you know, when you get a little further along, then, you know, you can have it where somebody else is doing it for you. But the thing is, if you're not doing anything and somebody else is out there doing it for you, if they're doing it all and you're not doing nothing, it makes them slack up. In any job, anything that you do, the person that there with you is watching you and you're not doing anything, it makes them feel like it's not that important because it's your thing. And for an artist, I try to make sure that mine know that this is what you need to do. If this is what you want to do, then this is where it starts at. You have to take that, you got to take this grind and you got to push it. I'm going to push it, but you have to do it. The more that you push, it makes me do it even more for you. You know, and like he was saying about the financing, yeah, financing, it is really hard. You know, doing it out here independent. But the thing is, when you do it like that, you have to pay attention to what you're doing. And, like, I'll use myself as an example. Every year I've learned and added something new to keep me from having to spend so much money. And you have to pay attention because nobody's going to want to help you if you're out here trying to get a sponsor or get somebody to help any kind of help you with any kind of finances, anything. They're going to want to know, well, how much do you have into it? You know, if you don't have nothing, into it, then they're going to be like, well, you're not sure of yourself and you want me to help you. It's hard. You have to show them that you're doing something for yourself to make them feel like, okay, yeah, I'm willing to help you because I see that everything that you've done up until this point, and you do need some help.
Right.
Right on.
Well, yeah, and you know what? I love the way he put that. Now, I'm going to give it to you a way that they're going to go, what does he mean? He said that you have to have a vested interest in what you're doing. Now, whether that's an investment or a work time point, you've been working on something for, you know, a great length of time, but you have to have value and time and into it before somebody else is going to understand that this is a positive something. You know, if it's just a daydream, you know, and we've all sat around with the fellas and we had daydreams. Man, I'd really like to buy me that new car over there. And you go, hey, but you don't have a job. How are you going to get that car? You know, it's like that's a daydream, and it's not even a vested idea because you're going to have to get a job, and you have to work there for a period of time before you can have credit so you can go buy that car. So this is what you have to see. You know, in other words, you can talk a good conversation, but it's necessary for you to show the steps and the work that you've done. And, you know, people of intelligence can look and see and hear how the time that you've invested, the money by the product, the quality of it, and what have you. How many tracks have you got that nobody's ever heard? You know, that's the funny part about it is that, you know, Beyonce just came out with 14 track CD, or maybe it was even more than that. But guess what? They got a studio in their house. They have a studio down the street. She probably has another 20 more that we would have never heard. You know, they can pick and choose. That's the way artists become relevant with the public. You know, the word, there are some songs that entertainers have done in the studio that just get shelved, that never get released. But you know what? That's because you want the ability to pick and choose, not just, well, I've got these 12, and here, I'm going to throw them out there. Well, what if five of them are good and seven of them just make you sound bad? Or, you know, they were in stages where you upgraded your equipment or you changed to a better studio. You know, there are going to be casualties in your work that, you know, may have to go back and you redo them. But it's the point that, you know, there is this, you evolve and you invest and you put the time and the work and you build the catalog, you know, so that if you do get someone that will take the time to invite you in to their label so they can talk to you, you can give them a variety of your artistry, not just one song. Give them a variety. Let them see and tell you what's workable. You know, it's like, I think, you know, if an artist has 35 to 40 songs, and this is not a joke, and he had the talent, and he walked into a label, and he said, well, here's 40 songs, you know, and none of these have been put out. I bet you that the owner of that company would just dance around his office going, oh, Lord. There are 40 songs. You know, I mean.
Yeah, because that's definitely unusual these days. But that's one of the things that they ask. They ask you if you give them an album now, and then they say, okay, well, so how many more do you, if we need another one right now, how many more do you have in your catalog that we can actually put out? And a lot of artists don't have that.
Right.
Because
no
as soon backup. As they get. Yeah, as soon as they record, they're ready to run out here and let the world hear it.
Right. And you know, I was relating that concept to Poetic one time. I told him, I says, you know, it kind of wowed him. See, I'm a producer. I do the music. I'm not a lyricist. And I said, Poetic, I got like 500 tracks nobody's ever heard. And he goes, 500, what you going to do with that? I says, look, I started maybe, you know, 10, 12 years ago, and they're like my babies. I go back to them, and I listen, and then if I don't like something, I change it. And it depends on my mood that day, on how I want to make that track, you know, take it to its point of greatness, you know. And he goes, 500 tracks? And it was almost like he didn't believe. But, you know, I come from the old school. You know, that Paul May song, you know, Never Before It's Ready. So, you know, I tried to teach my son that. Matter of fact, I held back my son from getting out there because of the fact that I told him that, you know, as he grows, he's going to change. And as he changes, if you like the music on that track and no one's ever heard it, it will be new to the public when you get ready to release it. You know, the funny part about it, it can get old to us, but if the public's never heard it, it's new. And you've got to be different.
Right.
You know, some of the different people are shooting to the top where, you know, I always call, you know, the artists Elvis impersonators because they all seem like a Drake or a Lil Wayne. You know, they all copy his what they're doing. And I try to say, we want originals. We want somebody different so that you as the different artists, they recognize you. You know, and it's funny because in talking to Poetic, he understands that. But Poetic is a lyricist also, and I tried to explain to him in some of the lyrics that he does, a little is better than too much. Because hip-hop, I think, is actually evolving to where there is you're having singers and less rap lyrics, and the songs are becoming more dynamic because of the music behind them, you know, because they want the whole composition now rather than just the spotlight just solely on the rappers. They want the whole composition to stand out, to be different.
Stand up.
Isn't that right, Poetic?
Well, yes, he have mentioned it to me. Now, but before we go into the break, I definitely wanted to ask you guys this, and I want to go into this as far as social media today and engaging our followers and our fans into what we, the message that we really want them to do, that we want them to participate. We want them to actively listen to what it is that we're trying to share with them, and then we want to actively get some feedback from them. Now, my question to you guys is, how do we get there effectively without being a pest? Because don't get me wrong, I'm a marketeer, and at times I know for a fact that I'm over the top with it, and I'm promoting, but at times, I'll get a response and say, you're spamming me. How do we continue? How can we, and this is reality, how do we make it effective enough that we engage them so that they can do what we want them to do? When we get back, guys, that's the question. Definitely want to ask you those questions. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to go to some music, and then we'll be a briefing of music, and then we'll come right into the topic. So y'all stay with us, okay? You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and we'll be back in just a moment.
This is a TV
Oh,
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we're back, and tonight we're talking about effective communication. How do we get the message across to our fans and followers? First of all, we are a professional agency to help you present a professional product present to the inside circle of the music business. So definitely connect with Hip Hop National, because we are making the difference and helping you to make the difference as we aim to educate you about this business of music. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. All right, guys, just before I went to the break, I did want to ask the question. As far as social media, and I'm going to you, Reginald, first. For social media, how do you think it's best that we effectively communicate to our followers and our fans? You got the floor, sir. Reginald, are you with me? Am I being heard? Rawdog, are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, let me say this.
That,
from my experience with social media and those that send out for that, I get messages and my son gets messages to listen to the different songs. I hate to say it, but it's kind of a burnout, and I'll tell you why. Because I get a lot of songs that the lyrics are explicit, that I don't want to hear the negativity and the name calling and all of those, and you can't weed in between to find out which ones are the good songs and which ones are the ones that are you know, the crabs in the bucket, the underground, the, you know, the cursing and you know, sexual in those and the negative names they're giving to females and what have you. I think that you get that by promoting yourself on stations like Hip Hop National Radio. He pays that money so that you can shine. It you know, I hear about the social media and all of this and that and the other, but you're actually going to get embraced by the public when they can hear you and know that it's going to be of the standard that is going to possibly take it all over the world. But when you send it out to different individuals, like a YouTube, you know, the blast on YouTube or the Twitter or the Google and what have you, how many good songs can you say you get from that? And then how many of the negative, the bad songs do you get compared to the good songs? So it's like weeding through, and it turns into, wow, I wish I could get that 4 minutes back that it took me to listen to that, or the 30 seconds before I turned it off. I could have been doing something else. So what's happened is that at one time it was all mainstream that you were picking up, and then all of a sudden underground came in, and you can't tell the difference. You don't know who to go to. Let's say you have a bunch of musical friends, and you get 12 a day. And let's just say out of those 12, they're 3 minutes apiece. Okay, let's count our time. That's 45 minutes of your day that you're going through weeding out and listening. But let's say only 6 minutes of that was worth listening to. It's a burnout. So promoting yourself over an arena of other artists that you know that it's already been profiled, that it's palatable, or anyone can listen to it, is going to get you a broader stream. And to pay that little point of an interview and what have you, to let them know you as the artist, how you sound and what have you, and your length and what have you, that's the best highway to travel. Because more times you're not going to be listened to by people that are going to become fans by just sending a blast out there to a multitude of many. And how many would you say you get, Poetic, in a day of length, and you find that you have a hard time trying to listen to them? Or do you listen to them?
Well, I usually they come to me recommended, and because the people that, you know, the team that we work with understand it. I definitely, there's certain things that's just not for my ears. I don't support it. Only reason why I don't support it, I know that their message, don't get me wrong, I know their message is important to them, and it might be important to their community. As the CEO of Hip Hop National, what we're looking for here, just to let you know, is a global message, because we deal with a global body of people that's from every area around the country. Almost every age is pretty much tuned in. I mean, even little kids to older people, very, you know, I mean, up in age, I would say. How about that? And then we have the industry insiders that comes on, and we also have pastors who also tune in. So it has to have a global concept and a global message. So definitely for this platform, we are seeking, and we want to do business with those who want to do a clean business that we can promote to possibly get them on a connected with some of our connections. That's the main thing we're looking, you know, for right now. We got a film placement. Is that right, correct, Rodolfo? Film placement.
Exactly,
that we're trying
right.
to put stuff in. So it's definitely something we want them to submit for, and they can go to www.hiphopnational.com for that. www.hiphopnational.com.
I got to say this one thing. You know, it's happening, and more, we're getting beat makers that are submitting instrumentals to us. Now, we've held them back because we want to display them in a showcase of their own. And we've even talked to some beat makers because it seems that there's a buzz coming for instrumental hip-hop. You know, it's funny, but there was a time when people danced to instrumental songs. And, you know, there's a market because DJs are looking for new music that they can mix up and chop up, and the beatmaker zone is exactly what they're looking for to do their special mixes with. So, you know, when we talk about promoting themselves, and like I say, I've talked to a few beat makers, and it seems like, you know, coming in the year 2014, that they're actually pushing harder than the artists to promote their artistry. And I'm kind of proud of them because, you know, if it hadn't been for a conversation, that might not have even been thought of. But we're looking into it and figuring out how to format a situation like that. And, you know, it's funny because promoting yourself, you will be then looked at by the industry and those that are in the industry, because that's what they do. You know, it's Michael Jackson couldn't walk down the street and happen to hear a singer or what have you. You know, if he was going to do anything with anyone else, he had to have something that where he heard them at, and they would promote themselves. You know, there are people that promote, and they understand the only way to success is the effort comes from within. It might take you having a 9-to-5 job, but guess what? If that's your dream and your goal, then you won't feel the pain of doing that and then investing in what you're doing. You know, and promotion is one of the things that you must do. And have no shame in your game. I mean, if you're going to be in it, don't be incomplete. Don't think that you can just do it by word of mouth. You have to do it by going through the media. You know, that's why when you say Googling and all of this and that and the other, and I'm glad you told the truth, Poetic, that you get, you know, a lot, and you don't follow through listening to them because there might be 15 and three of them are only going to be the ones that you would really enjoy.
I'll say this in light of that. I have listened to plenty of them for about 10 to 15 seconds, and ding.
Right, and you wish you got that 10 to 15 seconds back.
Absolutely. Let's get Reginald's point of view. Reginald?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I mean like you said about getting the emails, and you know I wouldn't say that like when we get them, because see now you have somebody that you know you're. They pretty much weed through it before you get it, you know. And I also DJ, so I get a lot of emails, and after a while, you sit down and you're trying to go through all of them. But and I'll be honest, sometimes you get three or four that you know not worthy of the time of listening to at that point, and you want to stop. And maybe that next one after it is probably the one that you should have been listening to. But, you know, I try to download all of them when I can actually sit down and listen, because, you know, you want to try to help out and give artists, you know, you want to critique what they're doing, because you want to at least let them know. And like you said, you know, a lot of them don't take the constructive criticism and run with it the way that they should, but I feel like you still have to give it to them, you know. And if you're not giving it to them, then that might make them feel like, you know, okay, well, I'm doing the right thing, so I'm gonna just keep doing it. And then they're actually taking it on the wrong path. And like you said, with y'all wanting to make sure that people are doing their music for a global purpose, this is what you should want from the start, because if you're putting yourself, your career in a box from the start, you might as well quit while you're ahead and go get you a 9-to-5. because anybody that really definitely into this and wants to move on to that next level, you're supposed to have you a 2-year plan, a 5-year plan of what you're trying to do. Where do you see your career at? And if you just see your career in your neighborhood or just in your city, that's not really worth anybody's time if you're not trying to do more than that. Hip hop is worldwide. I've been in the military, stationed in Germany, been different places overseas, and I mean they embrace it a lot. And half of the times they don't really necessarily understand it, but they love it.
Exactly. And you wouldn't even imagine that you had fans there. Yeah. I mean, you said a mouthful there, because we used to call that the pork and bean circuit, when you're just big in your own little city. You'd make enough that you could have pork and beans for a lifetime, but that's as far as it would go, because the city was embracing you. But then guess what? Everybody grows up, and they look for more than just what's 50 miles around them, But you know what? Now, I'm going to say this. There's a different mentality in California. Now, California gets the tourist market. And I saw a lot of the young people on the tourist strip and at Venice Beach selling their products to the tourists. And, I enjoyed seeing them market their products, because it was a point, one, that this is a right thing to do, not a wrong thing. And you're trying, and and I can appreciate you doing business, and I thought about, now, would that work in somewhere like Walla Walla, Washington? I'm up here in the West Coast, up in Washington State, and that's a farming town. And I'd go, there's only a few amount of people there. Only certain marketing techniques work on products without promoting yourself in a way that can be heard globally, but they're making the money, and they pocket the money rather than promote themselves. And, I about 6 years ago, I bought an extremely good hip-hop independent CD from some artists down in California, and they never went anywhere. And I'm shocked today at this time that they didn't stretch out further and reinvest in themselves to promote themselves, because they were dynamic. I mean, their production, I couldn't believe it. But it was just the point that you have to sit back and say, okay, you're doing this as a job. You're not reinvesting in yourself. You're making a living trying to do this. And they give up after a period of time, because a product is only new for a certain length of time, and you're only going to see tourists during certain times of the year that are going to buy your product. And so, they didn't have a plan. They were just doing it now. And like you said, you have to have a plan that has a time factor. Not a month, not a year, but maybe 5 years of dedication and investment and strategy and the grooming and the show put together, so that you will be a valuable product in the music business. This is a business, as Glenn would say. This is the industry. This is the music business, and as long as we get that straight, we have no issues, and this is what it's about, business. But I like the way you did that, Reginald. That was you gave it the way it should have came.
Well, I mean, by the way, I thank you. But, you know, it's just that I've been around for a good while and seen how some have done it. I mean, you know, and I've seen artists that have actually worked and made it to a point where they've gotten signed by a label, and that was it. You know, you've never went anywhere.
Right.
You know, but, you know, it's just the thing, and like you said earlier, when you're out as an artist, you know, you following what another artist is doing, you're making it even easier for somebody to just keep buying that artist's album. If I'm already listening to this person and you're sounding like them, we already got one of them. Why would I buy your album versus buying theirs? Because I've been buying theirs.
Right.
Give me a reason that I need to go and get yours. Or even just like if we're out here and you're selling your album, you catch me at the supermarket and you're selling me, you need to not just sell me your CD, I need you to sell me yourself also, because that's what you have to do. That's what you're going to have to do if you really want this. You know, make me feel like, well, even if I don't necessarily, listen to your music, I'm going to buy it because you pitched it so well that I couldn't help but to get it.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, one thing about it is that, you know, I always used to give this phrase. You can make a believer out of people if you come in with a big noise and a spotlight. You could be broke, and you have a friend that has a limo, and you roll up in the limo, and you jump out. They're going to take notice because they think you are somebody. You remember, being an entertainer is being an entertainer. You have to make them believe in you because you believe in yourself, and it's all about getting attention.
Yep, and it's just like with these billboards. You've got 3 to 5 seconds for the on passers to be able to get what you want out of that billboard. So you have to be able to make sure that you put something there that's going to catch their eye. And as an artist, just like you said, you have to use your resources. Like you said, you might have somebody that's got a limo, you know, whatever it is, you know, you get them, you use it just to give off that impression. That, you know, yeah, I am, you know, from the start, you should already believe that you're somebody anyway. But you throw a little extra on there so everybody sees, and they're like, okay, who's that? Oh, who's that? Because everybody wants to know.
Right.
You make them want to know who you are.
Exactly.
You know, you might get out and they might say, oh,
something, though.
Say what?
I want to agree with you on something. You can't believe this, huh?
Oh, Lord.
I believe that less is more, and I'm beginning to see it even more. Because, you know, when he was, like, saying in the billboard, let's say in the billboard, you wanted them to be at an event on such and such date. On that billboard, you only got a few seconds. Same thing with posters. You got a few seconds to get that time because they're passing. They're moving fast. And I'm agreeing with both of you guys on this. You said less is more. He says got a few seconds to do it. And need to say a time, a date of that event quickly and make them want to get engaged by saying who's going to be there.
Well, thank you, Poetic. Mark this on the calendar. Get me that pen over there. Okay. No. You know what? Now, there goes getting attention. Okay. You remember on the last show we talked about...
Time, dating, location.
Okay. But now, the last show we talked about dynamic approach in the music. You know, I think that should be your next show, is talking about what is dynamic approach in your production. Because, you see, there's the next thing. How do you all of a sudden get a crowd's attention to focus in on you, the entertainer, when you hit the stage? You know, I say with a DJ and code and you're paying $25, that's real hard. But if it's programmed properly, you can do that. But that's one of the secrets of music that we'll get into, and that's part of communication, because the artist has got to know when little is best and the dynamics enthrong the people to his production. And then he'll have the spotlight, because it'll be an ebb and flow. They won't know what caught him. Is it the music? Is it him? Is it the background singing? What is it? But that's kind of stuck in my head. I can hear the hook. See, you talked about that one time. You know, you made the statement, the hook. I can remember the hook, but I don't remember the verses. But that's part of the dynamic approach that you put in your product, so that the public will embrace you, the artist, and the production. Did that help, Poetic? Now, that was worth $1 million.
It's fine with me.
That was worth $1 million.
Go back to Reginald.
He's definitely right, because, I mean, it's a lot of songs. There's a lot of music out there, and one thing as a DJ, it's always somebody that they come in and they're saying, "Oh, can you play this for me?" And they'll start trying to sing the song, but then there's a lot of them that they come in and they know that hook. They know the hook frontwards and backwards, and that's one thing. Yeah,
I'm going to interrupt you just for a second, just to engage those who are calling in. 213-559-2995. If you have called, you're trying to call into the show, or you are listening in by telephone, listening in by any other device, just when you do call in, make sure you press the number one that we can acknowledge your call and we know that you want to talk. Other than that, just keep on listening. I'm sorry about that, man. People calling in, so I just want to make sure. Go ahead. You got this floor.
It's a good topic. So it should be a whole lot more interruptions.
<laughs> All right.
A lot of them out there that need to be listening. But yeah, I mean, and it's always when you're structuring that song, like you said, you have to make sure that you're it's not always now, like before, when somebody heard a song, when that beat came on. That beat is what was capturing everybody before we even hear anything from that artist. And that's major now, because a lot of the music now, nobody's really listening to the lyrics a whole lot, you know. But if you've got that hook, or even it could just be a nice little catchphrase in there that they can pick out and hold on to, you have a little something for them to hold on to, and for them to say, "Well, you know, I listened to this song last night. I can't really remember, but I know that it said the hook is da da da." And oh yeah, that's by, you know, it still helps it a little bit, because they're actually paying attention. It's something that caught them.
Right. And you know what? Now, there's the funny part, the psychology of a production. Because, you see, it's the subliminal that absorbs it, that makes it stick in your head. And you don't realize how it crawled in there, but as a musician and an artist, we call it the dynamic approach. Because what happens is everything else that you could say, you could say Peter Pan had a butterfly in his hand, but that hook is what they remember. You know, and they can play that song 10 times and never remember the lyric, but that hook, you know, it hangs with them. And it becomes that drawing power to that composition, to that production, to that song. And, you know, it's a trick that you learn if you listen to music through the ages. You know, that's like Mozart.
Man, that's
you know?
The next show. The next show.
Okay, but let me give this one inference. You know,
yeah.
Everybody knows the intro that da-da-da-da. Da, 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 da.
Don't do that no more. Don't do that.
You know I can't say. See, I said I wasn't a lyricist. But I bet you somebody, a musician, could pick it up and play it.
Yep.
That's poetic. He tell me that all the time. He said, I can sing it to a guitar player, and he'll pick it up. I go, yeah, right. Okay.
Hey.
But, yeah, man,
I
think it's been, you know, really a great show, you know, because guess what? There's been a lot of truth passed over the airwaves this evening. And I can appreciate that. Reginald, I appreciate you, man. I got much love for you because, see, to tell the truth is what makes you good at what you're doing. Yeah, it's not easy. And like you say, yeah, you get, you know, some just don't want to accept it. But as a person in the music industry, I know the feeling you get from it, at least it sets you free and you tried.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, it's not like you said they didn't have talent. You just said possibly that this is not the bomb or this is not the production that I think that you should be trying to put out there to the public. You know, and I go through the same thing, you know. If you had been on one of the shows, they told me that I was a hater, and I tried to explain to them, no, look at me as though I was a consumer. You want my money for your product. So as a consumer, ask me those vital questions. If I change this or I did this differently, might you buy this? You know, don't just say, hey, you're just a hater, you know, or there's been a lot of things thrown at Raw Dog here. I guess, you know, I've always stood about being real and telling them the truth. And I that's what I like about Poetic, and I really enjoy that about you, because as three people talking to these young people through the airwaves, Reginald, hey, we're trying to represent. I hear it in your voice. I hear it in Poetics, and I appreciate you guys being here.
I definitely
thank you,
back.
And I'm glad that he inboxed me today, and I was able to be on here.
Glad you were able to be on too, Reginald. You're invited back on Wednesday, same time.
Not a problem.
We're gonna be talking about, just to let you know. Raw Dog, your topic is going to be hot. I like it. What is dynamic approach in your production? So definitely, I think that's going to be a great topic. Definitely stay with us, Reginald. We're getting ready to put in the music, so I just wanted to let you know you got artists. Send those artists to www.hiphopnationalradio.com so day submission can be in rotation as well. So we're looking forward to doing business with you, okay?
Oh, well, we definitely will. And I will definitely be here on Wednesday, same time.
All right,
brother.
I appreciate you. God bless you, man.
Okay, same to you, too.
Thank you.
All right, now, Raw Dog, Dr. AT, take it away. You listen to Hip Hop Nation.
It's all about the fly. A hip to the hop, and you know it don't stop. Stringing out way after day. A hip to the hop, and you know it don't stop. It's all about the fly. A hip to the hop, and you know it don't stop. Stringing out way after day.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop Nation Rails in the Mix. Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop Nation Radio. Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline, 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? Slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the South Side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. My southern hospital, let's see. Plus they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feel records, now the city claim me. That's west coast, down south, midwest keys. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask with region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, I salute the man that you see. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could tell more, but I'll leave it as it be. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief. Happy to get to know a little more about me.
Yeah.
Happy to get to know a little more about me. Yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like.
Dr. AT, ER Crew.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go, now they flow. It's two-step doubles. We can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two-step doubles. But I'ma take it slow. We on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. She'll rock big shoes and procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I two-step while I'm sipping with drink. You know I gotta have a dark her cup is pink. She'll be late. She got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. The only dance floor, and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own jam world, homie, stay in your lane. So that dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do, do, so let's do. Got it close. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Got it close. Two-step double. I'm so out of control, like Damon Letterman, yeah, it's my show. Got it close. Got a bad dude. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you getting loose, coming out too close. See your booty high, so touch your toes. Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night. do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. Now they about to take the party over another side of the club. This one from love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. It's two-step double, now you. Two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do, so let's go. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Next on deck, same OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream of, girl.
Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream of,
girl. Roscoe Fettuccine.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang Official.
Fetty Gang. G-Music Entertainment.
Yo, let's go.
Next on deck, G-Squad, marching.
Never be marching. We down south. Song will be singing. In the east. Song will be gathering. We in the west. Song will be shouting. Way in the north.
It's all the violence dying, hear a lot of people dying. See, this a cold world that we living in. And this a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home, we gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home. It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229, let's stop the violence. Them 45s, them AKs, let's put them guns away.
They
put them
will
up.
Be marching without doubt.
So they will be.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Transforming my reality. enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
Then
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time
yeah.
doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control. Your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel
yeah.
steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Cause together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and unknown, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart, an indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My compassion breaks for you like a continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we've ever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes. Yeah.
Got some homies down in Waco, they keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo, is God giving me an opportunity? Or is Satan trying to ruin me, persistently pursuing me? The devil's so alluring, always trying to influence me. But I'm strong so I won't do it, see I'm great at enduring. He's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings and repented for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. Like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this shit. It's so ridiculous the way he spits. It's just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evident. This homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president. So full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant. Gangster with some etiquette. The government adequate. We know about Connecticut. Yeah. Said this deceitful with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government's negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheet, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. Days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, She's Hot.
Oh, it's hot. On the go again, baby so free. Look at how she get it low again. Down on one knee, bring it up, drop the flow again. Baby see me, turn it round, hit the flow and then go and do your thing. All I wanna see is energy, baby what it be. I got one night in the city, be my fantasy. Julio then got up and feel like I done anything. How you got it on the swirl, girl, got me going. Welcome to my world, girl, if you wanna go and swing. You can swing it over here now, bring it close to me. On the quad in, see it's gonna be a party. Celebrate it while I play it, go on, sonny, peace, sing.
Girl, you're looking good, can't see you dancing, move your body close to me.
Hot, hot, dancing, dancing, 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 hot.
Dancing like she's sexing, the wall hold me up. So much irish got me dizzy. Mixed with the rim, she getting so busy. She working so hard, her head getting frizzy. It's that your man all frowned up. I can take his frown upside down, I clown up. Slow it down, boy, you best to get your Mac on. With all these things walking around, pull one to the side and tell them.
Hot, hot, dancing, dancing, hot, hot, dancing, dancing, hot, hot.
Club joiner, this a club banger, I'm a club near, yeah, club ranger, I'm flat tail, but the plane ain't need a hanger, new fit like the clothes ain't need a hanger, rare chick like the species that's in danger, she hard to find like a new DM club banger, and if you hate this, here's a middle finger, blowing triple limb, let the smell linger, oh, you nasty, huh, oh, you dancing, huh, oh, I'm Jamie, huh, and you fancy, huh, and we the type to get it a little switch. With JP on the hook, that's some good.